Okay, so let the irritation weeks begin. Continue. Yeah, that's it. I had a brain fart there. So I drove the residents today to what is called the it's at a local church and it's a fundraiser type deal. Anyway, it's entertainment, singing by local politicians and higher up people in the community. And so anyway, it's at this church, really popular church. And I get in there and these people, certain kind of people, drivers, don't want to move out of my way so that I can go pick up my residents. And they're hogging up the whole entire lane in the parking lot. And so basically, I muscle my way through because I have a bus and I'm bigger than they are. And then I'm driving back. I'm not speeding. I have my window down. I'm kind of enjoying, you know, the drive, even though it is nice weather and it is quitting time. Basically, rush hour begins anywhere from 3:30 to 5:30 it ends. And it was, you know, 4 o'clock. And there was a lot of traffic on this main street. It's a four-lane, 45 speed limit, miles per hour. And there's construction on the one turn-off street that I use. So I have to go kind of into the downtown area. And I have to get over my left lane. I see this truck in the mirror. It's speeding. It's accelerating. And I'm like, really? You're going really, really fast. I turn on my turn signals to let the driver people know behind that I am going to merge into my left-hand lane. And he honks his horn. I don't hear any brakes squealing because brakes squealing indicate that I cut him off. And he slammed on his brakes to avoid hitting my rear end. But there was no brake squealing. And I saw how much space when I looked in my mirror, how much space was left from him having to slow. He was pissed off because he had to slow down. So I get into the office to check in. And the girl at the desk says, "You're in trouble. Get in the boss's office." So I get in the boss's office. She goes, "Who did you cut off?" And I said, "Which time? In the church or on the street?" I knew exactly, you know. And she says, "Well, some man called in here very irate, very upset that you cut him off in traffic and almost caused a rear-end collision." I said, "Well, rear-end collision, meaning when you rear-end someone, it's your fault. Because he was traveling too fast for conditions that he didn't allow himself enough time to stop. I wasn't driving reckless. I wasn't, you know, speeding. I had passengers on the bus that could verify my driving." And I said, "And I didn't hear, you know, his tires squeal." So I knew he, you know, he had plenty of time. He was just mad because he had to slow down. And she basically said, "Well, were the passengers like, 'Oh my God, ah!'" Or were they like, "Yeah!" It's like, they just knew that I didn't do anything. They didn't have any reaction either way. But, and she said that, "Please, you know, try to refrain from causing any accidents. You know, we'd hate to lose you sooner than need be." And I'm like, "Oh, why? Am I going somewhere that I don't know about?" But yeah, why is everything so irritating this week? I don't know. Ugh. Stupid guy. Why call? Why complain? You're the jerk. And if you would have hit me, it'd have been his fault. Okay, enough bitching. Laterness, people.